Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, we're going to go around the National Football League and play some of the reactions to the Chiefs' win against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. Let's get you an update on Kansas. Kansas right now is up 21-15 over Syracuse, 9-15 in the first half. Rob, I have not been watching the game. I just turned it on. Give us your one-minute take on what's happening in Las Vegas.
Syracuse cannot defend Floyd Badunga. He has 11 points on 6 of 6 shooting.
No, he's going to give a lot of people problems. He's one of the more talented bigs in college basketball. We'll keep you updated on what is happening right now in Las Vegas, but Kansas in control of their matchup against Syracuse. Let's start with Colin Cowherd. Here's what he had to say in regards to the Chiefs' win on Sunday over the Colts.
Some of you may not remember this, but I do. When George Foreman... Remember George Foreman 2.0, boxing for titles in his 40s? He was slower. Foreman was older. He had a dad bod, but he still carried a punch with that dad bod. That's where the Chiefs are right now. That game yesterday, forget the first three quarters. That was about the fourth quarter in overtime. Kansas City was tough and resilient and fighting their butt off. And they were clutch, 236 yards, fourth quarter in overtime. Another team, Indy, had a 29 lead in a fumble recovery and choked like a cat on a hairball. Daniel Jones, last 3 weeks, regressed into the New York Giant, Daniel Jones. Chiefs are not a great team, but they fight and scratch and claw, and they've still got that George Foreman punch.
I 100% agree with Colin Cowherd's assessment on what we saw from the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think this is one of the better Chiefs teams. I think the Chiefs have a lot of flaws, a lot of very critical flaws, and we'll see when they pop up later in the season. But this is a team that doesn't force a lot of turnovers. This is a team that doesn't get great pressure. This is a team that struggles in a couple of different ways. But... man, they're still the Chiefs. They're still fighters. And if you put their back up against the wall, they are still just as dangerous as any team in the sport. And that's exactly what I think you saw. We've talked about it. This team was left for dead. If you're down the way the Chiefs were down in the fourth quarter and your offense has played the way that their offense was playing and the mistakes were starting to mount up and a player who never fumbles fumbles, man, 95% of teams lose that game. You lose. You get beat in that scenario. Man, for the Chiefs to find a way and figure out how to win that game is a testament to what he is talking about in their punching power. It's maybe not Foreman of Young, the Foreman that could knock out anybody, but man, if you get caught slipping, George can still put you on your backside, and that is exactly what the Chiefs did to one of the five best teams in the National Football League. I also agree with them about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has been given enough times to show me that this time is different. It ain't different. You're not different. You just changed addresses is what you've done. That's all you've done. You are the exact same quarterback that the Giants got rid of. You have just moved to a very different place. And if a team can figure out a way to slow down Jonathan Taylor, which is difficult, he's the best running back this season in the league. If you figure out a way to make him human and he runs for 85 yards, I just don't really trust Indianapolis' ability to beat a good football team in the middle of that happening. I don't think their quarterback is good enough to win you that game. Here is Danny Parkins of First Things First.
The Colts lost their minds. The Colts lost their minds. They were up, what, 20-9 entering the fourth quarter, and they had the guy who is third in the NFL for MVP odds, and they're like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think he should be involved in the game plan anymore. Like, that was one of the most lopsided, or it was the most lopsided, fourth quarter and overtime in terms of two teams against each other in 3 years. Like, I can show it to you in terms of yardage differential, and it was just, what happened? The Chiefs outgained the Colts by 218 yards over the course of fourth quarter and overtime, and Jonathan Taylor had 3 rush attempts. He had 1 yard. They gained 0 first downs. Nick, we're watching the game together, and we could have had a counter because we're like, that's 3 consecutive pass attempts for Daniel Jones. That's 4.
They did 8
that's
straight 5. At one point.
Got to 8.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Throwing the ball 8 straight times with Daniel Jones when you have Jonathan Taylor is borderline malpractice. It's malpractice. You should possibly be considered to get committed. It's lunacy. It's crazy is what it is. It didn't make any sense in real time. It doesn't make any sense now. I don't know how the Chiefs have this ability, but they just have an ability to get you to act outside of yourself. It's like the Chiefs are like a really pretty girl. And have you seen your friend who's like really cool and calm? And then when the girls are around, he just changes personalities and he just starts acting weird and skittish. That's how the Chiefs affect other teams. It made absolutely no sense. You got to dance with the girl that brought you. The reason that the Colts have a chance is because they have this season a player who has played as well as any player in the National Football League. If we're going to lose, man, I'm going out with Jonathan Taylor. I'm not losing because we didn't give him the football and we decided to try it with Joshua Downs and Daniel Jones. That's not why I'm getting eliminated if I'm Shane Steichen. If we get eliminated, we're getting eliminated because I gave Jonathan Taylor the ball 24 times and it just didn't work. I can live with that, but not trying, not giving him the carries, not giving him the opportunities. I'm telling you, it's malpractice if you are the Indianapolis Colts. And we see this happen all the time when it comes to a team that their best player is a running back. Sometimes, somehow they just forget it and they try to get into shootouts. And no, that's not who you are. Be who you are. And you are a run-first football team. When the Colts forgot that, they lost the game. Last one I want to play for you guys is Nick Wright of FS1.
To the rest of the league, I would just say, man, like the great Omar said,
oh,
You come at the king, you best not miss.
I feel like that should be reserved.
You had an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, except for Lamar, with respect, ain't
That's
the king.
That's
and
fair.
They had the Chiefs on the mat. And all 31 other teams, franchises, fan bases, or I guess all 30 other, were rooting for the Colts. Because no matter what the numbers say or the record says, the 5-5 Chiefs scare everyone so much more than the 8-2 Colts. So they wanted the Chiefs eliminated, and they could have been, but they were not.
I don't know how anybody can disagree with what Nick just said. The Colts had multiple opportunities to put the Chiefs down and do the dirty work for everybody else. The Colts had a chance to end the Chiefs season on Sunday. 3rd and 1, it's 14-6, it's right before the end of the first half. Score a touchdown here, go up 21-6, and take the air out of the building. If the Colts score a touchdown on that drive, the Chiefs start getting booed. They start getting booed. They're down 21-6 at home in a must-win, gotta-have-it kind of day. You're going to play like this in front of Taylor Swift? How dare you? Let them up off the mat. 3rd and 1, deep pass, incompletion. In the fourth quarter, they had 4 consecutive 3-and-outs in the final 19 minutes of the game. Unacceptable. You had the Chiefs up against the ropes. You're beating on them. You're pounding on them. How did you let them slip out of it and regain their composure and continue the fight? We have seen so many opportunities like this over the last 3-4 years. And the Chiefs, at every single turn, they just find a way to get out of it. It's like that one line from Breaking Bad. He can't keep getting away with this. The Chiefs keep getting away with this. They've been getting away with this for years. The Colts are just the most recent example of a team that had the Chiefs down, had a chance to win this game, had a chance to take control, and they lost it. The Colts went from, in my opinion, being the one seed in the AFC and potentially not having to deal with Kansas City to now I think they're going to be the 3 seed, and maybe you got to play the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs. You know what they say about life. It comes at you fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.